This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The New York Times reports President Donald Trump had been briefed on the whistleblower complaint that's now at the heart of the House impeachment inquiry when he released military aid to Ukraine in September. Trump spoke about the impeachment inquiry at a Florida rally Tuesday night. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The president started his Thanksgiving holiday with the rally in Sunrise, Florida, Tuesday night.
America is winning again, and America is respected again.
Trump took aim at the ongoing impeachment inquiry in Washington.
The radical left Democrats are trying to rip our nation apart.
And he ripped former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
All of a sudden, his father becomes vice president, and he's making millions and millions.
The president also downplayed his unscheduled trip to Walter Reed National Medical Center earlier this month.
I was there just to save a little time in January. I feel great.
The president and his family will be spending Thanksgiving weekend at Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach. I'm Mike Gracia.
Rescuers in Albania are still searching for people possibly trapped in collapsed buildings. At least 18 were killed, hundreds injured in the powerful quake felt across the southern Balkans. Sabina Casafranco reports.
It was just before 4 o'clock in the morning when the powerful 6.4 magnitude quake hit Albania. Residents were woken up and fled their beds and homes terrified. It lasted an endless 179 seconds. Rescue workers and firefighters were digging through the rubble and using excavators in search of any survivors. Dozens of people were taken to the hospitals, some with more serious injuries than others. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A chemical plant in the U.S. state of Texas exploded early Wednesday, blowing out windows of homes several miles away. The explosion prompted authorities to issue a mandatory evacuation order for everyone within a mile of the plant near the Louisiana border. So far, there are no immediate reports of injuries. Federal safety regulators will have total control over approvals of every new Boeing 737 MAX airliner. Get more on that story from Tim McGuire from the AP.
The FAA says federal inspectors will be the only ones to issue safety certificates for new Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. The regulatory administration has been sharply criticized for previously ceding authority to Boeing to okay the certification under supervision by government inspectors. Some 400 of the airliners remain grounded since a pair of crashes killed 346 people. Despite that, Boeing has continued to build the planes, about 300 now in storage, awaiting the lifting of the grounding and FAA safety certifications. FAA Administrator Stephen Dixon has refused to publicly set a date for the plane's return to service. Tim McGuire, Washington.
There are more clues that point to a chemical compound as a possible culprit in a national outbreak of vaping illnesses. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Research in Minnesota analyzed black market vaping cartridges seized this year, as well as vaping liquid seized last year. The newer cartridges contain the compound vitamin E acetate, but none of the older samples did. Vaping cartridges collected from some patients found vitamin E acetate as well. Other research found the same compound in the damaged lungs of 29 patients across the country. Vitamin E acetate has recently been used as a thickener in illicit vaping products that contain THC, the part of marijuana that produces a high. Since March, vaping-related illnesses are blamed for at least 47 deaths. I'm Ed Donahue.
Spanish police have managed to tow a sunken submarine believed to be carrying tons of cocaine into a northwestern port and now want to extract its cargo. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma has that story.
A team is hoping to crane lift the 65-foot sub onto land so experts can easily get inside. Meanwhile, Spanish media is reporting the vessel could be carrying 3 metric tons of cocaine, but officials say this can't be confirmed yet, nor where the sub started from, although police do suspect Colombia. The sub had sank as police tried to intercept it on Sunday. A police diver had got to pull out one package of the drug before the craft fully sank. One puzzle is if the crew, two of whom had been arrested, sank the sub on purpose. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And from here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.